It's Lee David for Calvin Air, the World Poker Tour. We're at day two of the Aviation Club de France. I'm here with Byron Kaverman, who looks like you've lost weight. Byron, have you lost weight?
I don't think I've lost any weight, no.
You definitely are.
Maybe a few pounds in the last 2 months in Europe, you know, going out and playing a lot of poker, so I don't eat, you know, three meals a day. But no, I think you're a bit off on that one.
I know things are slightly different from your perspective to the outside in, but from the outside in, it looks like you're doing really well. Is that right? Poker-wise?
Poker-wise.
Because results aren't always what they seem, right? But you seem like you're picking up some good scores.
Yeah, I've done all right the last year or so. I think I might be even in MTCs. But obviously it's a very high variance game, and you need to bank some big scores to turn a profit at the end of the day.
I mean, that's what I mean, because when you look at your Hendermon, for example, you are really getting close now to it in a major title, and you're picking up some big scores. So to be even just goes to show how much money it costs for people to stick them in the circuit. I mean, how do you handle that?
Yeah, absolutely. The travel expenses really add up too, especially in Europe. I have a backer, a business guy from the States. So I have a pretty good situation there, and you know, I think it's just a matter of time before I pick one of these.
Do you think it's become a necessity to have a backer now in this game?
Not necessarily, but a lot of people don't manage their money the best. They'll run up a lot, and then you know, you go on a downswing and you're backing a couple of people. It's, you know, goes quick. It definitely goes quick these days, and the buy-ins only are getting bigger.
Out of all the tournaments that you've played in recently, what has been the biggest disappointment?
The biggest disappointment was definitely the 25K at a World Series of Europe. I finished 11th and it paid 9. Just didn't go my way on the last day. I lost a big pot at the end of day 2. A final table, you know, top 3 in that would have been really, really great. My good friend David Peters, though, got 4th. Which was nice to see.
Knocking out his boss in the process, didn't he? He knocked out his boss for life in the process.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. He flopped top set and then flopped 2 pair of lead and shoved the turn. Yeah.
Outside of poker, who surrounds you in your life?
I'm looking forward to getting back to the U.S. and seeing some friends and family. I'm gonna start making more time for people that I don't see on the poker circuits.
And what do you get involved in? I know you like your football.
Yeah, I love football. I need to start playing more and watch more. Chelsea plays Man City today, so hopefully they have that on the TV. Hopefully your Man United turns around.
Yeah, you're a Liverpool fan. How does someone from America get to support Liverpool? Because you don't even like soccer, as you call it over there, right?
Yeah, not so many people do, I guess. But growing up, I felt like the team I was playing for was similar to Liverpool in that we weren't in like the biggest city, London, but we had a few different similarities that kind of attracted me to that team, and I've always been a fan.
Have you been at Anfield yet?
I haven't, no.
Is that something that's on your bucket list?
Yeah, we'll have to catch a game together sometime. It'd be fun.
I want to ask your opinion. The field here at the Grand Prix de Paris, it's small. It's smaller than it's been since 2005, yet it comes on the back of the World Series of Poker Europe, which is in Paris, which you think it would make a bigger field. Why do you think the field's small?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's quite shocked that they only got 170 players. I thought they should have played a lot more levels on day one. The field would have definitely increased, you know, 30 players at least, 40, whatever. Talked to a lot of people that just went home, a lot of the stars pros in Barcelona doing something. But yeah, I mean, the tournament was literally right after the World Series, so the fact that it has the number of players it has is quite shocking.
Do you think it's because it's tagged on the end of EPT London as well? So it's like a combined effort of, I've got no money or I'm just tired?
Yeah, probably both of those, you know, definitely have an impact.
All right, well, good luck today, and wish you all the best for the future.
All right, thanks.